Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shawn Mendes on Y98 at 7:32. A lot of people did not care about the Super Bowl.
No, I'm interested, though. So not only TV watching besides the Super Bowl,
yeah,
but other people did other things besides watch the Super Bowl. Let's go to Nicole first. Hey, Nicole, what'd you do?
Yesterday during the Super Bowl, we went out to dinner, and then we went to the grocery store and didn't have to fight with any crowd.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is the best time to go to the grocery store.
And you didn't care about seeing any of it?
Not really. We watched it a little when we got home, but that was it.
Do you do this every year? You don't really?
Yeah, we're not big football fans, so we just kind of do our own thing.
What about a halftime show? Were you interested in that at all?
I didn't watch it either.
Okay, I don't think I've ever not watched a Super Bowl, so I'm just realizing that there's this whole world out there. Do you get invited to Super Bowl parties and just say no?
I guess our friends aren't into it either because we don't really get invited anywhere either.
Okay.
Or they're having secret parties without you.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, and Kim did something besides watch TV as well. Hey, Kim, what'd you do?
It was pretty boring, actually. I did laundry and painted my bathroom in between my loads.
All right, then.
Wow.
And my husband worked 13 hours, so our Super Bowl was kind of kaput.
Yeah, but how good do you feel about the accomplishment of the painting of the bathroom?
That was wonderful because my husband was supposed to do it, but God love him. He worked yesterday unexpectedly, so I did it for him.
All right, Kim. Well, and the bathrooms aren't easy. Small areas, it's the big areas that are easy.
Yes.
The bathroom's not. Well, congratulations, Kim, on the new paint.
Yeah, you're going to be the most productive person at work today.
And Kevin, we got some texts.
Yeah, I got a couple texts. People binged watched Dr. Gwen Medicine Woman, which
made me feel right at home.
No, she actually watched the Super Bowl. So I was really shocked. I was like, we got to find out what channel that's on.
I do enjoy the binging something really old like that.
Yeah.
And then I got more information about Call the Midwife.
it's a TBS show.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's about a group of midwives in East End London during the 1950s and 60s and the trials and tribulations they go through.
I know some people who really like it.
All right. Well, thank you for all your calls. If you'd like to add by texting us, you can do that. 314-531-9898.
Camila Cabello right now with Havana.
Y98 with the morning show. It's Courtney, Jen, Kevin, Lance, little bleary-eyed from staying up too late. Sunday is my day of horizontal. It really is. I am useless on Sundays. So going out and doing something, it's going to set me back a few days. Maybe tomorrow I'll be better. But a lot of people tweeting yesterday that were at the game in Minnesota about the crazy food prices. And I don't see them as being insane.
Inside the stadium?
Inside the stadium.
Yeah, is this your first time ever to a football game?
Yeah, I think it's
always. Or a sporting event?
It's always expensive.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would think it'd be notched up a tiny bit on Super Bowl. $15 for popcorn. $18 tacos seems steep. Unless you get
two. How many
do
you get? I was going to put three in there.
$14 beer.
Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
Then they have like special drinks in plastic looking mason jars that were very small and they were $35.
What? Was it a commemorative mason jar?
It was.
Yeah.
a commemorative plastic. Well, they don't want to have glass.
Right.
But they did have like different drinks in those. They had the JT.
Yeah. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. And then margaritas, $35. Specialty cheese curds were $19 and 1,900 calories.
Yeah, those do sound a little pricey.
Oh, and the walking taco. You know, they put it in the Dorito.
The Doritos bag, yeah. Free,
those were $18.
Yikes.
That's but
did you have a full-size, did you have the party-size bag of Doritos?
It was a longer bag.
Was it?
Yes.
That's still expensive.
All right, and then a couple other food-related things, and I'm feeling a little hungry today. Mozzarella stick flavored potato chips are here now, apparently, from Ruffles. I'll just get a mozzarella stick.
Right.
It's like when they did the everything bagel and cream cheese chip, it didn't work.
And those are two great tastes that don't go great together. When have you ever melted mozzarella? Oh, you know what would make these chips better? Melting mozzarella cheese on them. We had a nacho bar last night at the Super Bowl party where we just, you know, chips and cheese, not mozzarella, and then all the fixins on the side, but potato chips and mozzarella is gross.
And it's going to have that chemical taste.
Yeah.
If you're looking for some good chip flavors, Larry the Cable Guy, tater chips. I'm telling you, they ain't bad. Denny's, you can get married at Denny's now in Vegas for $99 on Valentine's Day.
Does that include the reception?
No, the pancakes are extra.
What?
You should get moons over Miami with that.
I'm with you, Lance. Yeah. That's the only thing to order there. You get a silk presentation bouquet and boutonniere. No real flowers. You also get a champagne toast and a certificate. But the pancakes are extra. All right.
But
no takers there?
No.
Nope.
And then there's a new beer that's flavored with mace.
Mace? Whoa,
yes.
Oh.
Are we just trying to be too crazy?
What? Instead of your eyes burning, your tongue is burning? Oh. What's the deal?
It's called In Your Mace.
In Your Mace. Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's your mace.
It's a great gift to give someone who has just attacked.
It's flavored with mace. It's a coffee milk stout that uses the chili oil that powers the mace self-defense spray.
Got it. So it's not really
It's a spicy nutmeg, anise, and espresso with a palate-warming chili-spiced finish.
I don't want chili beer.
And then I may actually go to an Olive Garden. I've never been to an Olive Garden.
Never, really?
Never. Never.
It always cracks me up when they take the Italian grandma who just received her U.S. citizenship to the Olive Garden.
Uh-huh. I also like the older Mexican ladies that try Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they just rolled out something that sounds darn good. Lasagna nachos.
Oh.
Ooh.
Instead of chips, they use fried lasagna noodles.
Ooh.
Covered in two sauces. A meat and meatballs and sausage. I don't think they need all of that. I think they could scale it down and covered in two different types of cheeses, mozzarella and parm.
Well, I don't know. I just said I don't like mozzarella melted on chips, but if it's a lasagna chip, I feel like it's
Oh my gosh. They're available now. You can't get into my Olive Garden. I mean, it is packed all the time. I believe I heard somewhere that my Olive Garden and our Red Lobster are one of the biggest in the country.
I would believe that.
I can't find any stats on that. I've tried to look it up, but I'm still going with that.
Lasagna nachos. That sounds... I don't even have any room left in my intestines
this morning,
but that still sounds good. Lance Hildebrand now with traffic.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Y98 with the morning show. The Oxford English Dictionary has just added some new words. Usually these are real lame, but some of the words they added are phrases I enjoy.
Okay.
Hangry.
Oh, we use that all the time at our house.
I think we all know what hangry means.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Mansplain.
Yes.
Explaining something needlessly, overbearingly, condescendingly. When addressing a woman in a manner thought to reveal a patronizing or chauvinistic attitude. Mm. Swag.
I love how Kevin's like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I
You just court-splained mansplaining to him.
Swag.
Yeah.
But it's not the radio swag.
Not stuff in the swag bag.
No.
It's like more like swagger.
Yes. Bold self-assurance.
Mm-hmm.
Me time.
Oh, tell me about that.
snowflake.
That word needs to go away. I know. It's been overused on both sides of the political aisle now.
Who owns it?
Like,
no
you're
one.
A jerk. No, you're a jerk. No, I know you are, but what am I?
Okay, now this one, I mean, really, this year is going to be the year Aunt Flo gets in.
What?
Yes.
That is at least, that is at least 30 years old.
I mean, at least. We don't, it could have been before we even knew about it.
Right.
Because who started it? You know, somebody out there is like, I'm the one that started it.
Aunt Flo. Kids, we're not talking about the progressive lady.
Or are we? Maybe we are, Jen.
Yeah, that's right.
People maybe don't want to have to explain things this morning.
Oh, yeah, I would be a little too
right?
funny to explain
right.
it.
Right?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, Ryan's in the car with the kids about now. You're welcome. Here's Lance.
Traffic is sponsored by David's Bridal. Let's start over in...
Y98 with some, I wouldn't really call these stupid criminals, but people that maybe didn't think all of this through.
Criminals! What's the matter with all of these criminals today?
And one of these guys has to find a new place to live after his dumb stunt. But let's talk first about a middle schooler in Austin, Texas, who used his cell phone and his parents' credit card to pay a stripper to come to the middle school.
What?
Luckily,
it was his name, Little Johnny.
They didn't release the kid's name. He's facing disciplinary action.
How about the stripper thinking that it was fine to go to the middle school?
No. Okay. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
The reason this kid is in trouble is because he gave her an address, and when she showed up at 11:30 on a Thursday, by the way, but whatever.
Study hall.
When she pulled up to the address and realized it was the middle school, she called the front office. She never went inside the school.
Okay.
She said, I just want to let you know.
Really?
Someone called me
to hire
here.
Me.
Mm.
Oh, my God. You know those parents are, that you kind of laugh at that a little bit.
Right.
You'll never believe
how did you
what
think
Kevin
it was going
did.
To go? Did you think that I know. It's always Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that this person was just going to come in and...
Oh, my gosh.
Arrest you in class? I have a warrant for your arrest. I don't know how it goes. And then this guy in Florida. They filed an eviction lawsuit against him. 57-year-old Carrie Haynes was using the community gym in his complex.
Yeah.
You know. Would be fine normally. Till somebody walked by and realized he was completely naked.
Oh no, what was he doing? What exercise, I mean?
This person then went to find someone else, and a maintenance man came in and watched him using the stationary bicycle.
Oh!
Of all the equipment to use.
They better replace that seat.
Yeah.
Like, Stairmaster? Okay.
Treadmill,
gross, but I could still get on there. Stationary bicycle.
Oh.
Just give yourself a visual for a minute.
I don't even understand how, like, in your brain, you're like, okay.
Well, he was not right. He left the complex and proceeded to do some other
okay. stuff. All right.
They're... he's facing lots of charges, and they're going to evict him.
Well, yeah. Nobody
but
could.
Stationary bike. I'm going to think about it all day.
I know. The visual is just burning in my brain right now. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Entertainment Jamaica is coming up in the next 6 minutes. We'll talk about the Super Bowl and a bunch of other stuff. A store saying goodbye. It's the end of an era at Best Buy. Have that for you in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
So much to cover. Okay, Super Bowl. Let's start with that. If you missed us talking about Super Bowl commercials earlier this morning, according to USA Today's ad meter, Amazon's Alexa, number one, with all of the celebrities voicing Alexa when she loses her voice. The NFL. Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. doing the dirty dancing dance came in second, whatever. Budweiser as beer changes to water. I call it a reverse Jesus. That came in third. Doritos, the rap battle between Peter Dinklage and Morgan Freeman with Doritos Blaze and Mountain Dew Ice came in fourth. And Toyota, their spot that didn't even feature a Toyota, instead highlighting a Paralympian, came in fifth. We all talked about how we love the Tide commercials. We love Crocodile Dundee, Australia tourism. And, of course, the Pringles commercial because it mentions Kevin.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Cardi B, by the way, who is featured in Amazon's Alexa commercial, posted a video of herself dancing, and somebody asked if she was pregnant. She said, no, B, I'm just getting fat. Let me fat in peace.
Somebody said that they remind, she was on Fallon, I guess, last week, and that they reminded her of the days when Charo was on Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's got a little Rosie Perez, too. Yeah. She's got one of those boys. I'm not doing it right.
Billy.
Pink sang the national anthem while also battling the flu, didn't hit every note, and somebody called her out about it on Twitter, and she had the perfect reply that at least she sucks while she's singing her country's anthem. You just suck on your dirty couch. And Justin Timberlake.
Saying dirty awesome. Couch is just such a...
I know.
It's just profound, Pink.
Justin Timberlake's halftime show. The whole thing we have up online for you at Y98.com. And I think we all just said underwhelmed.
Yeah, I'd like to, when Jill gets here, you know, Jill Devine is the biggest Justin Timberlake fan. I really want to get her spin on it. You know, she loved it, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd like to know why she loved it so.
Right.
And I don't even know if she loved it. But I think it'd be a good idea to get the super fan of the station in to talk about it.
Oh, that outfit. That outfit was just all kinds of terrible. to which my brother-in-law posted a picture. Remember when he and Britney were dating and they wore all denim?
Yes. Yeah.
She had a denim dress and he had a denim hat, coat, like suit, coat, shirt.
And a vest.
Jeans and
right?
a vest. Oh my God, it was all jeans. And he put hashtag never forget. And I said, yes, but I feel like he's old enough to not be making these fashion mistakes anymore. Come on. I don't care that Stella McCartney designed it. Whatever. We also have NFL bad lip reading online. Twitter jokes around that the kid who danced with Justin Timberlake is more into This Is Us because he couldn't get his head out of his phone after he took a selfie with Justin. His name's Ryan McKenna, and I'm already over him.
You are a crab today.
And Twitter was asking hashtag Justin for justice for Janet after Justin Timberlake included the song that they danced to during the wardrobe malfunction. Rock Your Body. They sang that one back in 2004, and people are upset. Somebody said just wanted to remind you how absurd it is that Janet Jackson was forever banned from Super Bowl performances and Justin Timberlake wasn't. So there's that on top of all of that. And then drunk Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah. What's the deal with him? Is he from Philly?
He's from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And he was at the Super Bowl. He had a little bit to drink. And then after they won, he tried to get up on stage with the team and the Super Bowl trophy.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
He got denied.
He's probably so embarrassed.
His wife told him not to. He said, when alcohol is in your system, you do dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could tell us about that. He said, me trying to go on stage with the trophy is definitely in the top two stupidest things I've ever done. But who cares? The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. He was happy.
Yeah,
I
right.
love it. I'm part of the team.
I know. And then he said something about the guy. He said it didn't work out. That man did his job, though, didn't he? He put him off the stage. Jumanji, number one movie again this week. It's been out for 7 weeks.
Were there any other big releases?
Winchester was the
so
only.
No.
Came in third.
The Code?
Yeah, right. It's the end of an era. Best Buy has announced they'll stop selling CDs, pulling them all from their shelves July 1st.
Aww. They'll be back.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I fell down that black hole trying to clean out stuff in our basement and opening up boxes of CDs. Mm. And Ryan's like, oh, you don't want to go there.
I always, whenever I go through my CDs, I'm like, how did I get 5 Cracker CDs?
Oh my gosh. Or some awful CD. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I paid $20. I'm going through all of these. Like, this is why we don't have enough money saved for retirement.
Yes.
Ryan. because we both spent $20 on the fourth Lemonhead CD. That was a stinker.
Oh, it was. Yeah. I don't know. Evan Dando doesn't do a lot wrong.
Spice Girls, don't know if you have any of their CDs, but it looks like there's a reunion happening. I don't know. Victoria Beckham says she won't be involved in any Spice Girls reunion, but Baby Spice posted a picture of all five girls together with a caption that said, the future is looking spicy.
I think they could still do it without...
Without Posh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mel B is going to be free pretty soon. TMZ says they're fed up with her on America's Got Talent, and Queen Latifah's waiting in the wings to replace her.
Mm.
And The Bachelor tonight on ABC. Crazy story.
Just so weird.
Okay.
Becca, whatever, the young one.
The one where, what's his face? Ari, right?
Yes.
February. He's running around like, she's 22. What am I going to do?
But then he's making out with her. He's real into her, probably more than anyone.
Well, last week, this county in California ran a cover story that featured 35 people currently missing in that area. One person was identified quickly as Becca from The Bachelor. A woman from Trinidad was the first to respond to the post on Facebook and said, like, oh, she's a contestant on this season. Sad, because she was reported missing by her mother, so you know her mother's not a fan of the show. She hadn't heard from her in over a week, but this is the weird thing. So she was just reported missing. She wasn't reported missing while she was filming The Bachelor. Is she going into hiding because she and Ari are an item? Did they, like, disappear for a week
How about those earrings though in the picture? I feel bad for her.
I know. She said, honestly, the scariest thing about this story is that my efforts to conceal the worst driver's license photo of all time have been thwarted. She also said, Mom, how many times do I have to tell you I don't get cell service on The Bachelor?
Well, I did screenshot a couple comments from online social media with bad grammar. Lisa writes, I hope she's not the new Bachelorette. I don't think she will make it to the end of The Bachelor, or at least, I hope she don't.
Well, she might. Tonight, the ladies visit the Moulin Rouge dance hall, and one of them gets to perform on stage.
Of course, and then there'll be a country artist. All the country artists perform on The Bachelor.
Crystal and Kendall square off during the two-on-one date, and the winner gets to join Ari at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
She's the one she's what makes the show entertaining. I know everybody can't stand her, but...
But now I feel like Becca's a little crazy too. Becca, Crystal, there's some Andrew Cunanan stuff going on somewhere. I don't like it. Just watch American Crime Story instead. So good.
It's so good.
All right, celebrity birthdays. Speaking of American Crime Story, Darren Criss.
Oh, he's so good.
Who plays, spoiler alert, the serial killer. I mean, you find that out in the first 30. Episode.
32.
31.
31.
Ooh.
Bobby Brown! Bobby Brown!
Makeup Bobby Brown or...
No.
Bobby Brown.
That was my Whitney Houston.
I know.
Bobby Brown! That was my Maya Rudolph doing Whitney Houston.
52.
50. Ronnie, Johnny, Mickey, and Mike. If I like a girl, who cares who you like?
Cool it, Court.
You know, Ronnie DeVoe is part of... Remax Team DeVoe in Atlanta now.
Yeah, but really? How old is Bobby Brown?
That's very
Bobby
funny.
Brown is 49.
49.
Whoa!
Man, you know what? Go first this time.
Okay.
You're Jennifer sniffing. Jason Leigh.
That's tough.
Never been a fan of hers. Except for, I will say, she was really good in The Hateful Eight.
Oh, I was going to say single white female.
Ooh, she just bothers me.
She was good.
Do it.
50.
I'm going to say she's 54.
Oh, I was going to say that. So 53.
56.
Oh.
Closest. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, southbound 270.
Y98 with the morning show. And good news for all of us.
I don't know.
Something to look forward to. They just did the 8th annual. I don't know if you keep track of the Singles in America survey.
Okay.
5,000 single people in the U.S. They poll them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And 5,000 single people left in the United States.
Good
Are
luck!
You one of them?
More at 10. It found that single women are having the best relations at 66 years old.
What? What?
Men Whoa. At 64. Right? I mean,
I'm a single lady.
Yeah. Men and women are like, they like getting frisky in their 60s because they're more free. They feel that they're more confident.
Right.
They don't care about.
They know what they like and they don't like.
Yep. So there you go. Good news. I'm just saying.
This is single people. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, I would think it's probably maybe both.
Ryan, I'm only staying with you for another 17 years.
If there is an age gap. Yeah, can you imagine? Well, we need Blanche.
Thank you for being more than a friend.
But if you have an age gap, you know, a big age gap, like I'm ready. I'm not. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable with the whole thing.
Lance, save us with your final traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Let's start on...
I don't know. Whatever.
Maroon 5 with One More Night, and Justin Timberlake is going to have a follow-up to that. No, one night was enough.
Oh, no.
Sparring off. Mm-hmm. The one person who enjoyed the halftime show, Jill Devine, joining us this morning.
Oh, only one. Only one.
Where's Jill? She's right here. Oh, only listen, one.
Before we talk to Jill about what she thought of the halftime show, we do want to announce that, yes, it has been announced, Justin Timberlake coming to Scott Trade Center.
Yeah, you can watch that deer shirt in action up close. Man of the Woods tour. No, December 13th at Scott Trade Center. Tickets go on sale Monday, February 26th at 10 a.m. And I will say this, as we were watching the halftime show, everyone was talking about how they wanted to see him in concert. And Ryan said it's one of the best shows that he's seen.
It is. It's entertaining from the start to the finish. You never, ever feel let down, ever.
Boom. Boom. What part in the concert does he drive golf balls and show everybody how great he is at that?
You know what? I'm so sick of the hate in this room. I really am. Thank God there's one JT fan here.
Yes, who? I love him, too.
Me.
I was wondering who your ally was. Yourself. Here's the thing. There's a difference between a concert like he will put on at Scott Trade Center and having to do a medley of your hits, and I feel like it was
they're ripping on you. That's turn the text up. They're saying you suck, Jen. You're
says,
wrong.
We look forward to seeing your kids tomorrow.
Today too.
We look forward to seeing your kids tomorrow at Pediatric Dentistry of Sunset Hills. It's an appointment reminder.
Why are you crabby?
I feel like it was choppy. I feel like that
I didn't love it either. I just didn't think there was like a big great, and I had a bunch of people that love him, mm-hmm. so they were all thrilled about it, but at the end they also were like, there just wasn't a big huge moment,
especially after that big Lady Gaga halftime show last year. I felt like this one wasn't showy.
What I liked, and you guys know I have said this so many times, even though I am a huge Justin Timberlake fan, I will tell you if there's something I didn't like. I loved that he used that entire stadium.
I did like that he went into
so
the crowd.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
I did like that.
That there was different stages, and I loved that he walked all around. I did not love when it went down to kind of before the Prince tribute.
On the field?
Where it got kind of just mellow a little bit. I was like, I wanted to keep the high energy. I understand why he did those hits so quick in the beginning. He has so many. He had to get through them all. I loved it. I felt entertained. I felt it was safe. I think for me, too, I experienced it with my daughter. And you guys have to see this video, but she was on my hip. And I looked at her, and
she
was smiling the whole time.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
And she was dancing, and she just had a great time. So then I got to experience that as a mother, and I felt like it was I had no issues with her watching it. Oh, even though, you know what I mean? Like, I just thought it was very entertaining.
Okay, two questions. Is it true you said you'd withhold food from her if she didn't enjoy it?
Yes.
Second, I think that was maybe the problem. Do you think there was so much talk about
safe.
The wardrobe malfunction that he played it too safe and too like scaled down? Instead of putting on like, it was too small.
He what do you mean by small? That's,
show.
That, 'cause like, I felt like when you got to mirrors, it was like, oh my gosh, mirrors, and then can't stop the feeling. Like, were you thinking though that's what it should have been like the whole time? You know what I mean? Like, he put more production into
you
those two songs.
Katy Perry set and Lady Gaga's set, and they were so big, and the stage like lit up, and Beyonce too. It just seemed bigger. Like his, he had all these little stages that it didn't look like a big, huge Super Bowl halftime show.
I think that the sound was off.
Did you feel like at first you heard his band more than him?
I just think that, the mic was weird.
Mm-hmm. I did feel like that in the beginning. And then I just was like, okay, get past the sound a little bit. And then I felt like it evened out a little bit more. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of get what you're saying. I guess because he just went to all these different parts in the stadium, maybe that's where it threw off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of the Hope Prince tribute?
Whatever. I mean, it was fine, but it wasn't my favorite part. Like, I wasn't expecting it. And then the problem, too, is now, you know, he did that and everybody is hating on him for that because they apparently were feuding. And
you got to stand up for him, Jill.
I know.
Because people are really tearing him down. He's got a hard life.
He does have a hard life.
The poor guy.
He's only going to make, like, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars.
Can I talk about something else, though?
No, we don't have time.
Okay.
This Emerging Artist is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
George Ezra with Budapest on Y98. Don't know if Budapest is any warmer than here, but
Budapest.
But we have some snow in the forecast for tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, and Lance said that one of the reports said we could see 4 to 6 inches of accumulation. But really, the forecast changes so often in St. Louis that I think it's something you don't need to worry about until...
And what did he say? 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yep. 6 hours.
Six hours before.
Jen and I are both planning trips in this winter season.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, any trips planned?
Not really this winter, no. Not until Dollywood in the summer.
You're going to Gatlinburg.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
With all the fires, though.
I've never been, so I'm curious to see. But we got a really nice place, and I'm kind of excited for Dollywood.
Are you driving or flying?
We're driving.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not, what is that, like 8 hours?
Something like that. Yeah, not a terrible drive.
All right. Well, I'm going to Scottsdale. Jen's going to Florida.
Florida along the East Coast, so it's further down. It's not like Destin where...
It's warm. It's
warmer. It's warmer than the Panhandle, and it's not really drivable since it's a few hours past the Panhandle.
All right, so since we're flying, I'll give you a couple airplane stories. First, there's a flight from Norway to Germany.
Are these bad stories?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I mean, this one's funny, but then the rest are, well, for somebody like you, you might worry about it. I won't, because I'll be all Xanaxed out. A flight from Norway to Germany had to turn around 2 weeks ago after the toilets broke on the plane.
Oh.
Even though 85 of the passengers were plumbers.
I don't care if I'm a plumber. I'm not fixing that thing in the middle of the air.
I know, but still, they did have like...
Wow.
Lots of experts.
Is it a plumber's convention?
It had to be.
That's weird.
Just made me laugh. But now germs.
Oh, germiest spot on a plane.
Yeah, and airport. All right, so where do you think on a plane the three germiest spots are? Give me your three.
Seat buckle.
That's number three.
Tray table.
That's number two.
And the armrest.
Nope.
The lavatory handle.
Close. Not a handle. It's a
faucet.
No, it's not a handle. It's a
toilet.
It's a button.
Oh,
the flush button.
The flush button. On average, the flush button has 95,000 colony-forming units per square inch. It's almost five times as much bacteria as you'll find in the average kitchen sink.
That's amazing that you can fit that many colonies in such a tiny bathroom.
Tray tables, just under 12,000 CFUs, seatbelt.
Yeah.
The buckle, 1,000. Now the airport.
The airport. Something with TSA.
Oh.
Those bins, because you put your shoes in
them. I would
think
the bins would be on there, too. Not.
What about, like, the desk where you come up to reserve a flight? Or
the self-check-in kiosks are the worst.
Oh, because it's a touch screen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
255,000.
Is that dirtier than the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost three times as many as the flush button.
Print your ticket at home.
And one of them that they tested had over 1 million.
Oh.
Whoa.
You're going to be elbowing it.
Yeah, right?
Like, you need to find somebody in your family has a really pointy elbow.
Can't wait to feel better? Mercy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.